Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Bella, what's up?
Nothing much.
Welcome back. You feeling okay?
I am, yeah. A little tired, but...
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. I did just wake up from a nap,
okay.
So...
It's day 84 for you.
Wow.
Is it bad that you're taking naps in like the middle of the afternoon, day 84?
I don't think so. It was a pretty chill day, and it's kind of rainy, so maybe it's the rain vibes.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you.
Oh,
no, it's
good. I feel judged.
Okay, tell me about this bio exam. You knew every single answer, which never happens to me, by the way.
Here's the thing. I was confident with all the answers that I put down. And usually that doesn't happen. Usually I have to like guess some of the answers or just kind of have to like logically exclude some and be like, it's definitely not that one. And then just circle one of them and be like, hopefully that's it. But this bio exam, I did study a lot more for it. So maybe that's why. But I felt like I knew for sure every single one of those answers. And afterwards, I know for a fact I did not get 100% on it because afterwards I talked to the friend and we compared four answers, I think it was, that were not the same.
Mm.
So one of us got it wrong, and it was probably me because she's really good at biology. So it was probably me, to be honest. But one of us got those ones wrong at least. And there was five extra credit questions. So we don't know. We don't know.
So do you think it went up to 100 through the extra credit?
I don't want to, like, boost myself too much with the false confidence.
I mean, you can
but,
do it.
Yeah.
You'll just take a hard fall if it doesn't work
out. Yeah, I'm over here, like, hyping myself up. Like, I think we may have just gotten the best bio quiz for my – or bio exam score for myself. Definitely not in the class. There are some really big-brained people out there. But I was, like – I felt really good. I felt like I got it all done in time. I knew the answers. I wrote down so much stuff on the essay pamphlet, or not the essay pamphlet, the...
Scantron.
The exam pamphlet, because we have like the pamphlets.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, write notes down the entire time. And it was funny because on the exam, there was a specific diagram he wanted us to know. And I remember I studied that diagram. Like, there was a few times that my friends and I were in the library with the whiteboards. And I was like writing that diagram down, so I knew how to make it. So in the exam, there's a question that like specifically asked a question about the diagram. So I was like, ugh. I got this. Wasted like 5 minutes drawing out this diagram on these like pamphlet paper. I turned the page and it's right there. And I was like, well, that's 5 minutes gone.
But I knew it.
So hopefully he looks at that and he's like, well, at least she knew the diagram because mm-hmm. I did. I wrote it all from memory. So
this is great because a few weeks ago you were kind of struggling with bio.
I was, for sure.
And now you're over here and you're a genius.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm the next biology prodigy. We don't actually know, but no, I'm just kidding. But it was a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun with the bio exams when you like actually know what's going on. And this was a really interesting module in my opinion. So I really liked learning it. And we were lucky enough to get our exam pushed back a day or like a class day because we just didn't get through the topics. I think he really enjoyed the topic too. He had a lot to say about everything, a lot of examples. So that made it a lot easier to understand is having so many like, I guess, external examples and examples going on like here that we can like see with ourselves. So it was really fun. I really liked it. I liked all the labs. It was talking about the fun side of genetics where it's just like, you know, the probability of, you know, alleles being chosen rather than like, I guess, the Hardy-Weinberg equation. I don't know what's going on with that. Like, we were in there and I was like asking my lab partner every 2 seconds. I was like, can you check my math? Because I actually don't know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
But she's really nice and she's super, super smart. So she understood what was going on. So that was all that mattered. We got the lab done, was the end goal. So... yeah, I feel pretty good about this module. Hopefully, we have two more exams coming up. So hopefully, I continue to study as hard and understand the material as well, because you never know. You never know. I could end up raising my grade a lot more than I thought I was going to. So, yeah, that's the goal.
What kind of learner are you? Are you visual, hearing, or doing?
Ooh, I think I... I know for a fact what I'm not. I don't probably don't know what I am, but I know what I'm not. Is reading like textbooks and stuff like that. Like I have to be speaking out loud when I read if I'm gonna like memorize everything.
Interesting.
It's funny because my roommate and I were studying one. I was studying for my exam and she was reading this book. And she doesn't really get distracted when she reads. She can like zone out and just completely like immerse herself in something. So she doesn't really get distracted. But I was doing flashcards and I had to individually read everything out loud in order to answer the flashcards. So like I was like sitting there like muttering like a weirdo. And she's like, "You're echoing in the library." And I was like, "I'm sorry." But like I definitely have to say things out loud and reiterate them a few times in order to, I guess, completely understand it. And I really like flashcards because I think in my head it's more of a game than it is anything else. So hitting a flashcard, especially Quizlets, and then seeing the little like green thing, you got it right. I was like, ugh,
good.
I know what I'm doing here. But yeah, so probably the best way that I learn is flashcards and hearing things out loud.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks, but that you're is. Already looking forward to it.
Yes. It was actually a little disappointing because for some reason, I thought Thanksgiving was this upcoming week.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. So I was all excited. And we were at lunch. I was at lunch with my roommate and my friend. And we were talking. And I was like, "I'm so excited for next week." And they're like, "Really? What's going on next week?" And I was like, "We get to leave on Tuesday." And I was like, "I'm like right after classes. I'm planning on leaving. I'm so excited." And my roommate just kind of was like, "Oh, yeah." Like she was going to – I'm assuming she was going to let me figure it out. But my friend was like, "That's a whole nother week away." And I was like, "You're lying to me. You're lying to me." But I'm excited. I guess I'm more excited now because now I just got to get through one more week and then finally get some relaxed time and get to spend time with my family and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to go see them again. I really love Cedarville and I feel like I'm doing fairly well in all my classes. So like I'm not feeling too discouraged. It's just more like I miss my family so much. So I'm so excited to like go see them. And the holidays are my favorite time of the year, which I'm sure a lot of people would say that. It's a pretty basic answer. But I just but I just love seeing everyone all together and I love having like big groups of people doing stuff. So I'm really excited to go home and kind of like maybe a little bit of nostalgia. I can't say that word correctly.
Nostalgia.
But there we go. Well, yeah.
Did I say that
maybe
right?
Maybe we both failed at it. But yeah, it was a little bit of that. It's nice to like go home and maybe pretend to be a kid again a little bit.
Good.
Let go of
holidays
the stress.
Are great.
Yeah, I love it. So.
Now, you say in the journal entry that you are now working out with your roommate.
Yes. Yes.
And that's awesome. I know for myself that is no. No,
yeah.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely like I said previously in like past interviews or whatever. I have a lot of energy, and when I don't find a way to expel that energy, I tend to get very stressed out and anxious about stuff. So, started a little bit at the beginning of the year, but then we both got really busy, and we're both still trying to figure out our schedules, because I'm obviously a freshman, so it's my first time ever doing this, and she's a transfer sophomore, but this is her first year at Cedarville, so it was a little different. So we were both just, like, figuring out our schedules and those kinds of things, and we recently got into a really good rhythm of working out later on, and like only like 4 days a week later on throughout the day. It's a lot of fun. She has a sister that's a personal trainer, so she has like a lot of knowledge about like what exercises are the best for what, I guess how to do them properly, because that's like a whole thing. So yeah, it's a lot of fun doing it together, because we get to like spend a lot more time together and stuff like that. And we've both been pretty busy lately, and we spend a lot of time together in general, but it's like I find working out fun. In a sense, when I'm like, because I'm like jamming to music and I feel good afterwards, but like it's a lot in the moment. I feel like I know I can't lift very much at all, like not at all. But in the moment, it feels like I'm lifting a lot. Like I'm like, sheesh, this is a lot. And then I see like people come and like change the weight things and they're like going all the way down. And I'm like, I don't know how you got there.
Hey, but you don't need to compare yet. You don't need to compare ever, really.
There's a lot of very strong people in the gym, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And we've met a few cool people in the gym as well. And I see a lot of friends I didn't even know worked out. Like, now that I think about it, like, they obviously look like they work out. But, you know, I just never even, like, click the two together and we see them in the gym all the time. So that's really fun, too, is to, like, I guess I enjoy talking to people. So
yeah,
just,
social hour.
Yeah, just, like, going and saying hi every now and then being like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you'd be here. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Good. That's exciting. I'm glad you find that release through working out.
Yeah. Gotta find it somewhere, you know? I gotta get the energy out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tell me about your relationship with God the past 2 weeks. How has that been?
Okay, yeah. It's been good. I've started the morning off because my morning classes are at, I have an 8:30 and a 9. I try not to stay up too late. I'm trying to go to bed earlier. But since I can't really, I don't want to cram, I guess, a Bible study in throughout, like, in the morning, because then I'm not really, like, giving my 100% to it. I'm just trying to, like, get through it so that I can, like, finish out the rest of my stuff and get ready for the day. So I never wanted that to be, like, the relationship I had with reading God's Word as far as just, like, cramming it, running through really fast, and then moving on. So I started with, instead of reading, going in depth through an entire chapter in the morning, rather saving that until after I finish my classes, and then, like, going in depth where I can, like, take the time and spend in God's Word. And then before that, in the morning, I just read through a Proverbs every day. I just go, like, just a little quick, like, just read through it in the morning and have a little time, little prayer time, like, journal stuff. And then I kind of just pick out a verse that stands out to me just throughout that day. And then I kind of, it's kind of funny, but I carry it around with me in my wallet. And then, like, just in case a lot of times that I do that, I tend to find that the thing that I struggle with throughout the day is something that pertains to that. So just something like that, something small to start off the day to, like, get me in the right mindset. And then we have our chapel. And then after classes and stuff like that, I usually go through my own in-depth, like, personal Bible study, which that's really fun. I like it a lot. Currently, I'm going through Romans, so it's a very convicting book of the Bible, but I do enjoy it a lot, and I think it's really interesting. I definitely want to get more in depth with it. I was going to get, I guess, a Bible study book to do those kinds of stuff, but I just haven't got around to it, and your girls ain't got the funds. So I was like, I kind of like snag off my friend sometimes. She has one in Romans, and I'm like, ding, ding, taking pictures of her stuff, and she's like flipping through the book for me, and I'm like, thank you. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's where I'm at right now, and definitely, I think I spend a lot more time in prayer lately, which I never did that a lot. I guess, like, when I was younger, I didn't really do it, but then, of course, like, coming to Cedarville, I got saved, and I think my relationship, obviously, has grown a lot closer and stronger to the Lord, because it's a whole different relationship than it was before. Even then, I, like, prayed a little bit, but, you know, like, I was still getting used to it. I pray a lot now, and I really like it, because it is something else that really helps, like, relieve my anxiety. So something a little more personal is I tend to struggle quite a bit with anxiety. And it's something that after talking with, like, my parents and stuff about it, I decided to sign up for the counseling here. So
great. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. It's kind of nerve-wracking to talk about, I guess, because it's, like, I guess kind of embarrassing sometimes to, like, admit that you need help with stuff. But it's
definitely. We all need help, Bella.
Yeah.
We all need help.
Yeah. But it's definitely something I didn't necessarily. I was going to hide it at first. Like, the only people that really knew were, like, my roommate. But I want to be a lot more open about it because there are a lot of people that are in there. And I don't know all those people that are in there. And I'm sure half the people on this campus don't know who those people are that are in there. But, you know, everyone does need a little help sometimes. And personally, maybe anxiety isn't everybody's struggle. And if it's not your struggle, then, you know, like, good for you. Like, I'm happy for you. Like, that's amazing. But it's personally my struggle. So I guess seeking help where I know that I'll be able to, I guess, find support in a specific sense. Yeah, definitely support, I guess, making choices, but also biblical support. You know, like, they're not just going to be like, hand me something that's just going to be like, all your problems are going away. But, like, lining up my problems with the Word of God and having someone that's a lot more experienced in that in a way that they can, like, help me genuinely overcome these, I guess, like, overwhelming feelings is definitely something that I need right now. And when I was younger, that definitely used to be my mom, is someone that I would be able to have, like, full-on conversations with. And that always made me feel better. But, you know, like, I'm not at home anymore. And I'm really busy and she's really busy. And I think it's time that I, you know, like, move on from, I guess, relying on other people to help me work through my emotions, but finding ways and strategies that I can personally be able to be like, okay, you know, like, I can work through this myself. And not that there's anything wrong with asking help, but becoming a little more independent on, like, I guess, on, like, you know, helping work through my own feelings. Because, you know, like, I do want to get to a point where I don't need to have, like, 2-hour-long conversations after I feel, like, overwhelmed about something, you know? But I am a talker, so I probably won't ever get to the point where I don't need to talk about my feelings at all. But, you know, like, it's nice to be able to be like, okay, I can handle this situation in a, I guess, positive manner on my own, or, like, work through it. Yeah. So that's something I've been doing recently is getting counseling. And they're very nice there. I like them a lot. They're very kind and encouraging. So,
Bella, good for you. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
I know you didn't have to, but I think that's encouraging.
Yeah.
We all need help at sometimes, and it's a resource that God has given us, so Let's take advantage of it.
Yeah. And I think that it's something that everyone can use someone to talk to a little bit about stuff. You know, like, there's always something that you can learn. And I'm not saying that, like, everyone should go to counseling, because not everyone needs it. But, you know, like, it's nice for, like, people that do feel, you know, like, I don't think I can do this on my own, or I need some kind of accountability in some way, or some way to, like, help someone to help me work through these problems. It's definitely a good resource to utilize. And they're very, very, I guess, understanding the entire time. Like, it was never something that I felt like, oh, they're all judging me because I... No, they were very, very nice and sweet. And they genuinely do want to help. And I feel like that's very obvious when you talk to them. So, yeah, it was really nice. And I really enjoyed it. And I'm excited to keep going and improving.
Yeah, stick with it. I think it'll be good for you, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Well, great. So Thanksgiving's in 2 weeks, and then after that, we will check back in again.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Bella.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Maya Monroe. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.